Good morning, Christ Lutheran Church. How the heck are you? Long time no see. I've never been out of the congregation for 3 weeks in a row, ever, so it was a unique experience for me. So glad to be back with you, and I was watching you on video to make sure you were behaving. My thanks to Pastor Chaplain Chris Salerno. It is difficult to supply preach, and it was even more difficult on the third Sunday. He did not find out that I needed him to fill in for me last Sunday until Thursday. Okay? That's when the decision was made that I should step away up another Sunday, and I'll get to that. Okay? But he's a great guy. He was willing to fill in for me this Sunday on short notice. I hope he comes to the next service and just thank him for me. I'm telling you, it's not easy to do that, whether you know the congregation or not. And remember, he works full-time. He's now a chaplain with Kindred Hospice in Marion County. So sometimes he's on call on Sundays. He's not just available on a switch, so I have to call and make sure, okay? If you have an underlying condition or you're unvaccinated, it's recommended you wear a mask. That is up to you. Remember, the bulletins. Some of you are new and some of you have returned to us. It's easier if you take this section from the bulletin and all the announcements to follow us along in the liturgy. It just makes it a little easier for you. The new messenger for October is out. It is on the table in the fellowship hall where it normally is, that white table. It's out a little bit early because Judy Conover, our editor, went on vacation to the beach for 2 weeks. So apparently I got back and she ran away. So I think they go to the beach in Florida, the West Coast somewhere. The devotionals are also here for the next quarter. They're both of them, Portals of Prayer and The Word in Season. They're out there. Take as many as you would like. We're grateful to have them here for you. I have plenty of good news this morning. Do you like good news? All right. While I was gone, council decided not to meet because so many people were gone out of town. So I got our president, Don, to do a poll vote. The Girl Scouts, the Monday Troop, began this past Monday. So, my thanks to council for doing it. It was great because I didn't get to see them. They're here Mondays at 6, so now we have the Girl Scout Troop on Monday and Tuesday, and we still have the three Alcoholics Anonymous groups meeting. So, I would say all are welcome here, wouldn't you? Love in the Name of Christ, otherwise known as Love, Inc., is having a tour of all the ministries that they do. And dinner is included. There's a sign up on the white table out there. It's fascinating. I actually know where all the churches are that do this. You're going to go to some of the churches and see the ministries. I'll explain that a little bit. Look at your calendars. It's on October 5th, and it is from 2 to 6, again, with dinner. Rosemary Gansey, who is our coordinator with Love, Inc., her name's on it. If you have any questions, you can sign up and even talk to her. If you don't know it, we are part of the Ministry of Love, Inc., always have been, but now we have what they call a GAP ministry. It's not my favorite word for the ministries, but it means we're filling a gap. Did you know we do the Bark and Purr ministry on two Thursdays a month? Bark and Purr means they screen people, and if they have pets who they love and they can't afford the food, they come here and Rosemary distributes them. Our first clients came this Thursday. All are welcome, even your pets. Amen and hallelujah. How come nobody said how great the parking lot looks on the way in? Can't you give the property team a big amen? All right, all the sod is in. We're hoping the parking bumpers come this Wednesday or this week. As with everything else these days with supplies, they only have 50 parking bumpers and we need 80. We're hoping the other 30 are being made, okay? Concrete workers. Then those poles are coming down and you will have parking bumpers along with grass. Did you notice your shoes are better already? During the week, try not to park on it because the water truck comes and waters it. Your car might get wet. My health status, most of you know by now, I had coronavirus. I got it Labor Day weekend with my FSU crew. I did not get it from the football game, I do not believe. I believe I got it from The house where we were, most of them tested positive. There were four who did not. Only one still has symptoms. I've never had symptoms. I got tested on the 9th when I found out, which was a Thursday, and I had been in the office Wednesday and Thursday that week. I got tested in Marion County, but it was a two-day test. So I called up my friends who rent the house in the Outer Banks, and I told them that I was exposed. Do they still want me to come on vacation? And I can't use the word that they used, but it begins with an L, and the second word is yes. The two-day test came in at 2 minutes to midnight on Sunday. So I didn't get the results until Monday, and I tested positive. Little thing about the Outer Banks, there were 11 people and me. 9 of them have now tested, 2 do not want to, and they're all negative. I spent an entire 8 days with them, okay? On behalf of your safety, I stepped away last Sunday. I would have been 10 or 11 days out, depending on how you want to do the math. Today, I'm 18 or 17 days out, completely asymptomatic, okay? I did, on behalf of the council, get tested last Sunday. I went to Mass at St. Mark's, and then I went and got tested. I wore a mask. I wear them everywhere. I tested positive again, okay? I am not contagious, okay? Can you please spread that word only? Pastor Dave is not contagious. If I was, absolutely, I would not be here. I've done everything over my ministry to protect you, including putting myself at absolute risk for a year, unvaccinated. There are some people in this congregation that are gossiping who won't come to church, which frustrates me beyond your wildest imaginations, that I'm trying to do harm to you. Please tell the truth. That's what I'm asking. I want to read you something. I go by seat, which makes me shake. And it isn't from caffeine. I want to read you something. This is medical fact. It's what I go by. This is CDC guidelines, Florida Department of Health. Research shows many individuals who recover from COVID-19 may continue testing positive for the virus for weeks to months. Weeks to months, despite no longer being contagious. And I'm well beyond the 14 days. After your body has fought off a COVID-19 infection, the inactive viral matter may stay in your body for several weeks. During this time, COVID-19 tests may return false positive results. This means that your test may indicate that you have the illness, even though you have recovered and are not contagious. Unfortunately, this means that tests are of limited value in the first several weeks after you have been infected. We do not recommend that you be retested for COVID-19 to prove that you have recovered. That's where I stand. If you're uncomfortable, I have no problem with you getting up. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not contagious, okay? It has been proposed that I continue to not serve until I retest negative. I'm not doing that. I don't have to. Absolutely, I don't have to. I've exposed more health information to you than I have to. That's irritating to me, okay? I have other medical conditions that I'm never sharing with you. And one of them puts me at risk for the virus. And I served you for a year unvaccinated. So if anybody says anything, just please pass on the facts. If anybody's uncomfortable, I fully understand it is your health, but I'm not contagious. We'll take a quiet minute to prepare hearts and minds for worship. In your worship folder, we continue with the apostolic greeting. You'll find it on page 2. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We come together in confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God whose teaching is life, whose presence is sure, and whose love is endless. Amen. Let us confess our sins to the Holy Trinity, who welcomes us with an open heart. Holy Trinity, our Comforter, like lost sheep, at times we go astray. At times we gaze upon the abundance you grant and complain about scarcity. At times we turn away from injustice and oppression and fail to act. At times we exploit your earth with our apathy and greed. Free us and save us from our sin, gracious Holy Trinity. Continue to listen and act when we call out to you for help. Continue to lead us by your wisdom to love you and our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. All sin and fall short of the glory of the Holy Trinity. By the gift of grace in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, God our Father makes us righteous in his Son Jesus. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, receive with glad and thankful hearts the forgiveness of all of our sins. Amen. Hey, come on in, Tom. Thanks for giving blood. We continue with the prayer of the day. Top of page 3, let us pray together. Gracious God, our Father, throughout the ages, your Son, Jesus, transformed sickness into healing and wholeness, and death into eternal life. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to open our hearts, minds, and souls to the power and salvation of Jesus' presence, and continue to send us as his people, ready to fulfill his ministries and missions throughout your entire world, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We continue with the prayer for the world together. I heard Michelle and Panya and Donna talking about, I guess there's more California wildfires. Now someone started this one. I heard them talking about that this morning. So poor California, we keep them and Haiti and everything in our prayers. It's all embedded in this prayer. And the Lord does hear and act. Let us pray. Let us pray for all victims of any forms of violence, terror, human trafficking, and all displaced peoples. All victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence. All victims of natural disasters or human-made disasters. All victims of war, warlike activity, conflict, oppression, and strife, including in Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. Gracious God, our Father of healing and wholeness, through the power of the Holy Spirit, bring relief in every way you see fit for those impacted by natural disasters, human-made disasters, conflicts, persecutions, and wars. Empower all peoples to reach out to those impacted through the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we admit our human frailties and recognize we live in a fallen creation. Restore us each and every way as you see fit, so that your will is done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel. Very blessed to have Jillian again this morning. Everybody say good morning, Jillian.
Good morning.
She told us she was a good lector, and I've got to hear her on tape, and I would have to say amen to that.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus teaches his disciples about his ministries and missions that involve service and sacrifice. Jesus' disciples are slow to realize that his teaching words are commands that apply to them as well as to others. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have 2 eyes and to be thrown into hell, where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salted is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
You may be seated. Let us pray. Grace, Heavenly Father, we continue to ask for your peace, not only for this congregation, but for your world. In a world that continues to be divided by political motivations and all kinds of things related to the pandemic, we see the great deceiver. Cut through the deceiver's lies, no matter what they are, in whatever subject matter, and get us to the truth. Even if the truth is painful, get us to the truth. May the Holy Spirit always lift us up there, get us back on track if we're off track. And move us forward, blazing in faith, salted with the righteousness of Christ, gifted by the Holy Spirit, doing the ministries and missions for Jesus, which brings great honor to his Father, and moving forward in faith always. We do that in worship. We do it in service. We're so blessed, and we give thanks that we have a new Girl Scout troop here. Bless them as one of the former Girl Scouts in another troop, but related to this one. A mom with a 10-year-old died from coronavirus this past week. If you'd like to reach out to her, the information is in the bulletin today. In these tough times of death, we still see life. We know that she is with you in the kingdom of heaven. Watch over her young daughter and her husband who are struggling with this, and move us all forward in faith, knowing that death has no dominion over us, Father God, because your Son chose to die and to rise again. Salvation is here right now, not some faraway place. We celebrate it in worship, and we live the gospel from this place. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. It's Amanda Lucas, if you'd like to reach out to her. That's the second young person. While I was gone, you had one in there. She was a little bit older, friend of the Englishes, and they were caring for 13 kids. And she died from the virus, both in Marion County. And just being honest, both of them were unvaccinated, so just be cautious if you're unvaccinated. That's your call, but wear a mask. Just for example, I'm the only one who wears a mask when I get my hair cut. That's been going on for months. I got my hair cut this week, so I look special for you when I come back. And I had to wait for my barber. His name is Lee. Lee's a young guy. I was a little bit late getting there, and he was cutting somebody's hair. Bless you. Everybody's looking at me in the barber shop like, why does the priest have a mask on? As I sat down in the chair, I said, Lee, what's going on? He goes, oh, it's my first day back to work. I said, oh, you've been on vacation. He said, no, I got COVID. I had a mask on a month earlier, and he cut my hair. Wear a mask. He was too weak to work, and he said, you see, the guy just cut his hair. It was one of his buddies. He ended up in the hospital, almost died. They're both unvaccinated. But to protect me and protect you, I wore a mask. Amen and hallelujah. That's not a very big amen.
Amen.
Back to the gospel good news. I want to give thanks to Pastor Chaplain Chris Salerno again on tape and everywhere else. Michelle and I were laughing in the office. Michelle gives me all the bulletin information from the disc to edit. I edit a lot of the introductions to the lessons and, of course, the confession and prayer for the day, because the introductions oftentimes are confusing, and I disagree with some of the theology. But what was really cool was I got the first one for the first Sunday I was out when I was in Panama City over Labor Day weekend, and I came out to Michelle and I said, "Oh, this is absolutely hysterical. Jesus calls a woman a dog, and Pastor Chaplain Chris gets to deal with that." 3 weeks ago on Sunday, it was the Syrophoenician woman. But Jesus is using her to teach the others because she's so faithful. Remember this, Jesus can say anything to us he wants. And if he wants to use us to teach, amen and hallelujah, because she was faithful. "Lord, heal my daughter." And you remember, "Woman, it is not fair to take the children's food," he's referring to the Jews, "and give it to the dogs." There is no way around that. And what does she say in great faith? "Oh, this is awesome. Yes, master." She calls him master. "But even the dogs get the crumbs from the children's table." Oh, amen and hallelujah. He is using her. She wasn't offended. She answered in faith. And what did he say? "Because of your faith, your daughter is healed." So Pastor Chaplain Chris got off the hook. And then I edited the next one. And I came walking out of my office and said to Michelle, "Pastor Chaplain Chris got these back-to-back texts. 2 weeks ago, St. Peter, he said, 'Oh, you're the Messiah. But by the way, no, you're not going to die and you're not going to rise again. We don't have none of that.' And Jesus, in all his boldness, again, can do whatever he wants. 'Get behind me, Satan.'" Bless you. I was laughing. It goes, okay, so he's got Jesus calling a woman a dog and St. Peter, the rock of the church, Satan. Of course, he's using that as a teaching moment for all of us. Anytime we put earthly things in front of heavenly things, that's why we pray the Holy Spirit gets us on track with that. I see a lot of heavenly things happening in all the food you've been gathering back there for the Thanksgiving baskets. It just happens to be heaven on earth for the families that receive them. And then I knew what was going on. Last Sunday, I was actually ready to preach. I sleep in my car Friday nights up there because I'm too cheap to get a hotel, and I don't care, at the Outer Banks. It's become a running joke with everybody. My hotel is Food Lion's parking lot. I go Friday so I can be there the whole day Saturday. So Saturday morning, I wrote my sermon sitting in my truck. So I knew at that point Thursday I wasn't going to be preaching, but then I was laughing because it was the first time Pastor Chaplain Chris got to look at the text. And you remember last Sunday, if you were here, it's a beautiful text. It's not that difficult, actually. But, you know, Jesus is challenging his disciples again, isn't he? "What were you arguing about when you were walking along the road?" I'll tell you what, this church, I think Jesus is looking at me and everybody else going, "Have you been arguing about Pastor Dave's test this week? By the way, guys, the track lights aren't on again. You see, you need me here." Smile. It's healthy. People wonder what you're up to. I love that text. Because remember, whether we're saying it out loud, we're saying it in an email, we're saying it in our hearts, Jesus knows exactly what we're thinking. And to me, that is good news. I love that. I want Jesus to know me that intimately. So because I believe in him, and he does, then if I'm off track, I'm trying to listen to find out what he wants me to do and what he wants us to do and what you to do. That's incredible good news. The omnipotent God of the world, Jesus Christ, is that involved in our lives. And we can't hide anything from him. And he says, amen and hallelujah. If it's wrong, I forgive you. If it's right, full steam ahead, and I'll give you the power of the Holy Spirit. So here we are today, continuing on in St. Mark's Gospel after that text. Did his disciples get it? No. He just asked them what they were arguing about, and they were talking about who's the greatest. They have the greatest one in their midst. They were blessed to walk with him for 3 years and see everything. And they're deciding who are the humans are greatest instead of saying, why didn't one of them stand up and go, what are we talking about? He's the greatest. He's the Messiah. Right? The same for us. Jesus, others, yourself. Right? Joy. That's joy. The complaint. Well, John says. We saw someone casting out demons, and we tried to stop them. What are they thinking about? They never get it in St. Mark's Gospel. Do we look at any other church and say, why are you doing that in the name of Jesus Christ? It would be that ridiculous. Aren't we glad that Love, Inc. has all these connections, all these ministries, including Bark and Purr? I love that name. It's worse than that. This chapter begins, as Pastor Chaplain Chris mentioned to you in preaching last week, with the transfiguration of Jesus. Not all the disciples were there, but the ones who were got to see him transformed into his divinity. That's how the chapter begins. And all they do is complain and decide who's the greatest. The fact is, they're complaining today. Do you ever go back into the gospel and find out what else happened? Because you know I like that. Are you curious? In chapter 9, verses 17 through 29, we are told this story, which happens almost immediately after Jesus' transfiguration. A man in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, I brought my son to you because he has an evil spirit in him and cannot talk. Whenever the spirit attacks him, it throws him to the ground and he foams at the mouth, grits his teeth, and becomes stiff all over. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not." They found somebody else who actually has enough faith to do it today, and they're complaining. Make him stop. They can't do it. Isn't that ridiculous? Isn't that ridiculous? Jesus said to them, "How unbelieving you are." And he's addressing his disciples. "How long must I stay with you? How long do I have to put up with you? Bring the boy to me." They brought the boy to Jesus. As soon as the spirit saw Jesus, it threw the boy into a fit, so that he fell on the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus said, "How long has he been like this?" Jesus asked the father. "Ever since he was a child. Many times it has tried to kill him by throwing him in the fire and in the water. Have pity on us and help us if you possibly can." "Yes," said Jesus, "if you can." You catching this? Faith. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. There it is. The disciples just heard that in this chapter, and then they find somebody with enough faith to cast out demons, and they try to tell him to stop. Oh my heavens, these guys, they don't get it. They should have been asking the guy how he was able to do it when they couldn't. I can't do every ministry, and you amaze me the things that you do. Don't ask me to bake. The father at once cried out, "I do have faith, but not enough. This is honest. Help me have more." It's fair to say that to Jesus in every subject matter. "Lord, I'm shaky here. Tell me what you want. It might not happen today. It might happen in a week." But Jesus answers every prayer. Even if he says no initially, the answer's coming. That's exciting. That's exciting. This is God with each of us. Does anybody get excited about this with me? I'm excessively worked up. I haven't been with you for 3 weeks. Jesus noticed that the crowd was closing in on them, so he gave a command to the evil spirit. "Deaf and dumb spirit," he said, "I order you to come out of the boy and never to go into him again." The spirit screamed, threw the boy into a bad fit, and came out. The boy looked like a corpse, so that everyone said, "He is dead." But Jesus took the boy by the hand and helped him rise, and he stood up. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive out the spirit?" "Only prayer can drive this kind out," answered Jesus. "Nothing else." He's saying, you can only do that with my power, nothing of your own. That's incredible good news. And today, they're complaining because someone's doing ministry better than them. Aren't you astounded by these guys? They just saw him transfigured. There's always church gossip. Do you think the ones who were on the mountain didn't say to the other ones? He said not to say anything. But my heavens, Moses and Elijah were talking to him. You don't really think that took place? Let me tell you a little about church gossip. Oh, yes, it did. Keep smiling. I said to Pastor Chaplain Chris, I said, I had to explain to him what was going on. And I said, he's like, oh, my heavens. I said, this is probably what will drive you away from parish ministry. And he goes, yeah, I was wondering about that. Quit laughing over there. So what's the answer? If you fall into the trap of whatever it is, Jesus says, pluck your eye out. Chop your hand off. Do all kinds of things to your body. If it ended there, we'd be in trouble. And Barbara wouldn't be handing out forms for estimated giving. She'd be saying, come here if you need something amputated. I didn't tell her that was going to be part of it. She'll get you on the way out. Anyone need an eye out? Hand off? Kay's got lots of sharp stuff in the kitchen. Beware if you get coffee. You got to do it in the parking lot, though, Barb. You just give the blood. There you go. Jesus ends today's teaching. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace. Are you catching this? With one another. This congregation needs that right now. Pray for it. But what does he mean? The interpretation that I get goes back to what St. John the Baptist said about Jesus in one of the gospel accounts. The one who comes after me is greater than me and will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And in the one translation, it says the Holy Spirit and fire. You know I love that. I preach that. That's the fire of the Holy Spirit. That's what gets me up in the morning. I was so grateful to go to worship last week at St. Mark's. And Father Sebastian didn't preach. A deacon did. And the first thing Father Sebastian said was, you have no idea how great this is. That I get to worship with you and not worship and lead. Do you know how hard it is? And I was in the back saying, amen! And then he came out and he spoke at the end, before the benediction, which I thought was different. He said this. This is church. I've come to address you about church gossip. I am absolutely in the back, dying laughing. Really? There's a church, and he has an accent. I wish I could replicate it. I don't know if he's from the Philippines. Nice guy. He's not real tall. There's a gossip church rumor going around that I am leaving. And the whole congregation went, I'm not leaving. And everybody applauded. And so did I. But I'm still laughing. And he goes, what I am doing is leaving the order that I'm a part of, and I have put in my paperwork to join the Diocese of Central Florida. And that has now been to your vicar is leaving St. Mark's. This sounds so familiar. And I was joking with myself, going, okay, I could tell him some stories. And he said, I'm not going anywhere unless Jesus and the bishop ask me to. I'm the longest running vicar you've ever had. And the place erupted. He is a spectacular priest, a man of God, who believes in what St. Vincent de Paul Society does, one of the greatest organizations we have to help people. You know why? Because he's salted with fire. I believe Jesus is saying here, for everyone will be salted by me with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is good. But if you lose the Holy Spirit, you lose me. And how can you regain it? Keep the Holy Spirit in yourselves and you will be at peace with one another, even if you disagree with one another. Amen and hallelujah. It's the gospel. Share it. Because the world is trying to be divided by the devil, and don't let him do it. We have more power than that. There's unity as the body of Christ. There's division that drives people apart. Not here. Not now. And you know why we're under attack? Because of what we do. Jesus is clear. If you're salted with the Holy Spirit and fire, I'll see it in your ministries and missions. And I have so much good news for you today, outside of the Girl Scouts being here. Aren't you excited? I'm just checking. Some of this I'm going to have to read. Some of this eventually I'm going to get George to put up on the boards. But those of you who are called by the Holy Spirit, which is fire, to support food for the poor, remember we have two water projects. Imagine this with a coalition of churches. This is pictures of how this is progressing. And project updates. They are faithful to their ministry and getting the information out. We have two communities who realize there's Christian brothers and sisters who care about them. This project is Laguna Grande Springs of Hope Water, Laguna Grande, Dominican Republic. Just briefly, project update. The following actions have already taken place. The rehabilitation and reconditioning of the tank is in progress, 40% complete. Pipes and plumbing parts were purchased. The new well is ready to be drilled. The outdoor family sinks are being prepped for construction with cement blocks and other plumbing products. Apparently, they don't have a supply chain problem like we do. And this is the El Puerto and Barabbas Springs of Hope Water Project in El Puerto and Barabbas, Dominican Republic. Project update. We're happy to inform you that thanks to your generous efforts, we have begun work on the water project for El Puerto and Barabbas. We have accomplished the following components of this project: made preliminary visits to the beneficiaries, began constructing a water well, refurbished one existing country water tank, dug trenches for supply lines, began installing supply pipes. A church divided will not do that because it'll become self-centered. This is incredible good news of good news around the world, that people who have less than us, except for apparently construction materials, have a coalition of churches as the body of Christ that are salted with fire. And believe in them and want them to have water so they don't have to have contaminated water or walk for miles. Isn't that an amen and hallelujah? We support interfaith in Ocala. For those of you who bring prescriptions, which really we want non-prescription medications, I get compression socks, all the medical things that you bring, just leave them on the table there. Some of you have gone so far as to know that you have the ability through your insurance to order all kinds of non-prescription meds. And you've given me bags of over-the-counter things, which they take to those in need. This is from the director, Carla, just briefly. This month, I'd like to shine some light on our thrift store ministry. Yes, it's a retail store that makes money for us, but it's way more than that. It's truly a ministry on so many levels. Primarily, the proceeds from the sales of your donated items are used to purchase prescription medications for people who are sick and lack income or insurance. Beyond that, the revenue from the store keeps the lights on at our Center of Life building, which provides a facility for people to get free medical and dental services. It's a beautiful facility, right on 441 near 40, which is Silver Springs. And if that isn't enough, in an average year, the thrift store gives away approximately $10,000 worth of merchandise to families in need. Sometimes it's a family moving out of our homeless shelter into their first home. Other times it's a family that just lost everything they owned in a house fire. We've even given beds and dressers to grandparents that just took in their grandchildren so that they wouldn't be put into foster care. The gospel. Everything that you donate to that ministry, even if it's a small amount, if I take it up there, it's something they don't have to buy, so they can do more for the people. Before I left, if you remember, I mentioned, unfortunately, the young woman who was taking care of the 13 kids that died. I said to Michelle, make sure that the husband knows about interfaith. I know they'll help him. He's a barber, taking care of 13 kids. Right here at home, You know I love Lake Weir Middle School. And you know I love the rock in there. And I love partnering with Hope, even though sometimes they don't like me so much. The backpacks that you deliver and the food and things you do. This is fact. I deal in facts. Have you noticed that? As many as 1,900 children will receive weekend meals to make sure they can have the nourishment they need to stay healthy and learn. If you want to sponsor a child in this program, it's a simple $25 gift each month. And you can set it up on a recurring basis on our website. Even if you can't do that, those of you who deliver the backpacks, 1,900 kids that wouldn't have food for their families, which those Thanksgiving baskets that you're collecting for are also going to go to at Lake Weir Middle School. So they have a Thanksgiving, and the devil would have us divided and say, well, because of that, you're not going to take care of the ministry. Can't you see the glee he gets out of that? We cannot let that happen. It doesn't matter who's standing here preaching. Don't let the ministries and missions die. Ever. They're exciting. They're salt of the earth. And we get to see the fruits of the Spirit. Sometimes it comes in newsletters, and you know I don't like to read. I'm also a staunch supporter of Salvation Army because of what they do. If you support them in Ocala, they send you a newsletter. This is just what a donation in Marion County can do. Serve thousands of nutrition meals each month for hungry men, women, and children to distribute bags of fresh groceries. Listen to this one. Provide more than 33,000 nights of safe lodging to individuals and families experiencing homelessness in our community. Offer vital utility assistance to households trying to keep the lights on and water running. Visit seniors, shut-ins, and hospital patients to share fellowship and offer a listening ear. If you're hospitalized, if you're a shut-in, and you live in a facility, that's me. I'm going to beat this to death. I would never harm one of those people. But I also know they're blessed to not need Salvation Army to go do it. These people don't have a church like this, and you're part of it. And your prayers, and your cards, and your care bears. And it's okay to say to yourself, amen and hallelujah. Because it's the good news of Jesus Christ. They have a support program. Fact. If you go to Salvation Army, they ask you to get in a life training session. Love in the Name of Christ does that here. St. Vincent de Paul Society does some of that. Success rates. Do you like success rates? Do you like success rates? It's the success of the gospel. It's called Pathway of Hope Participants. Now, I don't know if this is national or just Ocala. This sheet doesn't make that clear. 98% strengthened family connections. 98%. Stable housing success, 82%. Improved school attendance for children, 93%. Aren't we glad our kids are in school? Improved employment. Don't we like it? I hear an awful lot of people saying, we got to cut those benefits because those people won't go back to work. Some of that's true, but that's not everybody. 68% of the people they counsel stay employed. Now, that might not seem like that good a number. 68%. What do you think the other percentages are? Disabled. Unable to work. Homebound. All kinds of issues. That's the ones that can out of the population. Aren't you excited about these things? The devil doesn't want us to know any of that. Aren't you glad you learned it here? Whether the track lights are on or not. And they're still off, by the way. Track lights. It's like theology. You have to keep asking and asking and asking. And then finally, it happens. St. Teresa's, you know we're connected with them. Just briefly. Salt of the earth. We were able to provide food for 6,771 family members in the month of August. There come the track lights. You notice I'm persistent. 4,844 meals were served through our soup kitchen, and 1,927 family members received food through the pantry, an increase from July of 2021. 1 month, 919 guests. 1 month. Right up the street. and they don't have to buy as much food because of what you donate. And if you'd like to serve there, Kay Bertzik is there every Monday. Raise your hand, Kay. I was up there. She saw me last Monday. And she was trying to talk to me. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice. Kay, where are you? Get in here. I don't know if you were cooking or what it was. But Kay went like this. See ya. I wasn't able to go to this, but I want to lift up this guy. Salt of the earth. Absolute salt of the earth. This is John Currington who died. He had heart health issues. Was at Chan's. Came down with coronavirus. His life was celebrated last Saturday. And I was on my way back from the Outer Banks. Bob Sotera was able to go, as if you know our tradition here, and give a white rose. Bob was able to do that along with others who went and gave it to his wife. I'm going to give Bob a big amen. I've said this to you before, I'm going to say it to you again. He is the main reason this church is designed the way it is. He's the one who came as a Christian guy when we asked him, and he came for free to look at our design. I can see Kay nodding her head. I still remember when he looked over the design in our first temporary office, and he had put his glasses back on. He sat down, and he looked just like this without the cowboy hat, and he said, "Don't do this." And then he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that." And I'm like St. Peter. I'm the only one who said anything. I'm like, "No, that's why you're here. You got to square this building up. I can build it that way." This is his faith. But it's going to cost you a lot more money. While I was away, Currington Contracting called me because they needed a decision about the parking lot. This is not the way things typically happen. The team does this. Gary called and said, "I need a decision." And he never calls me. "We don't have to use as much sod out there. We'll tear it up and put it down. But we don't have to do that. It'll save you money." That's theology from him. I want you to listen to this. Most of you didn't get a chance to meet him. This is titled The Trail Boss. I want to thank Dale and Ann Trenery who gave me this. The author is named Wendy Baugh. I believe that's how you pronounce it. "When I was homeless, John gave me a home. He let me know I was never alone. He was my big brother. He was my friend. He watched over my family until the very end. John was a man of few words, humble and kind. But when he did talk, as he did to Christ Lutheran Church, so much wisdom you'd find. He loved his family there his whole life. He was a wonderful father, and he cherished his wife. He was a godly man, true to his Savior. And by his example, many changed their behavior." Isn't that fantastic to say that about somebody? If you were ever troubled or feeling lost, you would pick up the phone and call the Trail Boss. And I wish I had known that was his nickname. I would have called him just to call him that. John led so many people along the right roads. He showed everyone how Jesus could lighten their loads. I know he's in heaven and no longer in pain, but my heart is in pieces. And my tears fall like rain. One day we'll all see him in the sweet by and by, and we'll all ride our horses with our cowboy in the sky." He's listening today. And it doesn't matter who stands here. The Trail Boss. He's probably saying to Jesus, "Wow, there was church gossip in my church too. Thanks be to God. Amen." Keep smiling. Everybody's going to wonder what you're up to. I had an eventful vacation. As I get the table ready, I chuckled to myself when Pastor Chaplain Chris was here. Whoa. for to see him out of practice for the first Sunday when he was getting ready to distribute Holy Communion. I mean, I was just dying laughing. I watched him. He took off the cover and he looked and it was empty. Instead of pouring, you got your wine distributed with a flagon. And I thought to myself, doggone it, he's good, because it's heck trying to pour from this thing. But I see that you helped him get it for the next couple times. Rise as you're able for the communion liturgy, please. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, it is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out the Holy Spirit, that by this holy communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom. Teach us to pray. Our Father, hang on, we're going to sing. There I go, I'm out of practice. Come to the banquet, for all is now ready. Thanks be to God. Amen. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, continue to strengthen us and keep us in his grace, in the power of the healing Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. We pray the blessing together. You'll find it on page 4, back side of your bulletin. Let us pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, "Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord." Rise, amen. Rise, you rebel, for our sending hymns, we process out into the Lord's world. Amen. Continue to bring Christ to all people today and every day. Continue to share the good news and go in peace. We will, with thanks to God. Amen. If you like the devotionals and if you like possibly the newsletter, don't forget they're on the white table. Have a great week. There's coffee and donuts.